But right now I'm going to talk to Mark Feinsahn, who is executive reporter for MLB.com. And Mark, I understand you have a book out called The New York Yankees Fans Bucket List. They can scratch acquiring Giancarlo Stanton off that list.
They certainly can. And thanks for the plug. Great holiday gift for anybody out there. I think this is something that a week ago none of us would have thought was any sort of realistic option for the Yankees. This was not something that where they went into the offseason saying we need another big bat. But this was just an opportunity that presented itself after Stanton rejected the Cardinals and the Giants, and it got out who he wouldn't reject. And, you know, the Dodgers weren't interested in adding that salary. The Astros and Cubs never really seemed like they made a big play. And the Yankees, you know, Brian Cashman, give him a lot of credit, give Hal Steinbrenner even more credit for approving it, went out there and took advantage of an opportunity. And all of a sudden they've got, one of the most powerful lineups we've seen in recent memory.
Yeah, I mean, you can't add a Stanton to your lineup and not get better, right?
No, especially, I mean, basically, what have you done? You've added Stanton to your lineup and taken out Starlin Castro. And, you know, all due respect to Starlin Castro, he's not Giancarlo Stanton. So, the Yankees lineup is fierce. Pitchers are going to have to face, you know, Judge, Stanton, Sanchez, Gregorius, and Bird in a row. That's going to be some careful navigation for opposing pitchers. So the Yankees offense is going to be really fun to watch this year.
You mentioned Brian Cashman. He's somebody who over the years has taken some criticism. I think he's almost Teflon now, right? I mean, rebuilding on the fly the way he did, replenishing the system, making some shrewd moves like Gregorius, and then this obvious home run.
Yeah, I mean, look, what he's done in the last 2 years, acquiring the prospects he did, for Chapman, for Miller, and really the system that he had built up without those guys. I mean, Aaron Judge, homegrown. Gary Sanchez, homegrown. Used some prospects to get Didi Gregorius, and, you know, he's blossomed into a superstar. Greg Bird, homegrown. Luis Severino, homegrown. So you've got a lot of guys that they've grown themselves. They did some great work with the trades to bring in the likes of Justin Sheffield and Gleyber Torres and Clint Frazier. And, you know, Cashman's being rewarded. A lot of reports out there. It's not done yet, but 5 years contract for him, $5 million a year. He's being paid very well for his work. And I think, you know, Yankee fans have to be thrilled. I know he used to get accused of just being the guy who could write the biggest check. And while their financial wherewithal is the reason that they were able to get Stanton, Cashman's done a really, really good job of building this team up.
Robin Lundberg talking to Mark Feinsahn, reporter for MLB.com here on The Fan. Now, when you talk about other things Cashman has done, it's my understanding that the Yankees, because of the money that the Marlins are still paying on the deal, about $30 million, can stay under the luxury tax. Does he now have flexibility to make even more moves to beef up what is like a laugh-out-loud good lineup and roster at the moment anyhow?
I don't think there's much more they have to do to the lineup. I think if you look at their roster right now, the bullpen is set. The rotation essentially has one open spot. Most people, myself included, believe CC Sabathia will be the guy to fill that spot, but at a rate lower than the $25 million he made last year. So I think they're going to be able to stay under the luxury tax. I know it's important to Hal Steinbrenner. I don't think he signs off on this deal if it puts them over. So by my very basic math skills that I employed earlier today, I think they're with Stanton, with Castro gone, and all the arbitration raises, they're going to be at about $170 million right now. So even with $12 or $14 million for CC, if you figure that, that puts them about $184, gives them $13 million of wiggle room to acquire somebody at the deadline if they have to or whatever it may be. But I'd be very surprised if they don't stay under that luxury tax threshold next season.
You know, they're clearly World Series contenders right now as is, but what would you say is the biggest need for them to address roster-wise?
I think just getting another starting pitcher, and I think Sabathia, second base is a little bit of a question right now. I think Gleyber Torres is going to get every opportunity to win that job in spring training. If it turns out he's not quite ready yet, you know, Ronald Torres, Tyler Wade, maybe they bring in a veteran guy on a non-roster deal to compete for it. But I don't think that's going to be an issue. I'd be surprised if by midseason Torres is not the guy there. Look, Brian Cashman always surprises us with some moves. Maybe he ends up finding somebody to take Chase Headley or Jacoby Ellsbury and opens up some more payroll and goes out and brings back Todd Frazier or brings somebody else in that we're not thinking of. But I don't think there's any other moves other than a starting pitcher that they have to make right now, and you have to put them as the favorites in the AL East and certainly right up there with the Astros as co-favorites in the American League.
How big a move do you think this is for baseball overall? Obviously, it's big for the Yankees, but you know, baseball has been so successful regionally, but nationally, not every team is drawing like that casual interest. The Yankees are the team best equipped to do so with the fan base, the number of people that hate on them and all that. To have guys like Judge and stand right in the heart of that order after the home run derby a year ago and the Yankees' resurrection a year ago, do you think that this is a big deal for the sport?
I think the sport's had a really good week. You get Giancarlo Stanton landing in New York to play with Aaron Judge. You get Shohei Ohtani coming here to go play in Los Angeles with Mike Trout. The two most intriguing names of the winter have landed in the two biggest markets. And I know Anaheim's not quite L.A. in terms of the Dodgers, but it's still the Los Angeles market. I think it's a great thing for baseball. You know, there's always that theory that, you know, baseball's best when the Yankees are important, and you know the NBA is best when the Celtics and Lakers are important, and the Cowboys in the NFL. I think the Yankees being the Yankees again, and not, you know, there's no more talk of rebuilding phase or baby bombers. They're the Bronx Bombers again, and they are going to be expected to win. And love them or hate them, you're going to watch them.
Mark, really appreciate your time. Mark Feinsand, executive reporter for MLB.com.